Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. The son of a native Hawaiian father and a second-generation Chinese mother, Elwin Ahu, was born and raised in Pearl City. In August 2014, Elwin was the primary election victor in the nomination to join with Duke Iona, who is running for governor. As his running mate for lieutenant governor, God has given Elwin purposeful direction. And we speak of purposeful direction from the standpoint that it is available for you, dear friend. Yes, you. Wherever you are in your life, God has a purpose. And that's why, because of his love for you, Christ died for your sins and mine and Elwin's, and he shed his blood on the cross to wash our sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, who gives direction to our lives, calls you to himself. I ask you, dear one, would you open your heart to Jesus? Oh, it's our prayer, our hope. Prior to his candidacy, Elwin Ahu served as a legal advocate for those with an inability to pay a lawyer, a judge, and most recently, senior pastor at New Hope Metro. Elwin describes his campaign as one that he hopes will draw together the hearts and spirits of all. He and his wife, Joy, have two sons, Brandon and Jared. Elwin, welcome back to our show.
Hey, thanks, Danny. It's been a pleasure and an honor to be back with you again.
Indeed, indeed. A blessing to have you with us. We're about a week away from the general election. What message, Elwin, do you want to give, to get out to our listeners?
You know, it's like time goes by really fast when you're having fun, as the saying goes. And it's been a fun journey, very, very fun journey. We had a primary race, like you mentioned in the introduction. And it was really great getting up to that point where you stand on the victor's stand and you celebrate that moment. And then you hit the real game, moving into the general election race. And a lot of activities, a lot of rallies, a lot of meetings, and statewide race. We're all over the place. But when it comes down to it, and we're down to these last few days before the general election, the message is clear. We need to get out to vote. We need to get voters who are registered to get active, to get passionate, to understand the urgency of the moment, and to cast a vote.
There seems to be, at least in my view, almost a shroud that comes over someone's conscience awareness when we say vote. And the reason I say that is because, from what I gather, the voter turnout has not gone up. In fact, some say voter turnout has gone down. I'm talking about this election, yeah, as far as registered voters. So with all the work that's been done, I'm wondering, Elwin, what is there something deeper? It's almost like once you mention get out to vote, people go to sleep on the inside.
Yeah, there needs to be an urgency as to why. And just simply saying, and you're right, simply saying get out to vote, it's a message that's been said before again and again and again. And people keep hearing it and seeing no difference in the result makes them more apathetic. And I think this election, however, I think we stand at a very critical point in Hawaii's history. Just taking it off of what happened last year, just a year ago, when the special session was called, and many, many, many rose up and said, hey, let the people vote. Let us have a voice as to what's going on. And that was ignored by the legislator. It was ignored by the governor. But sad to see, though, that only about 30% of those who showed up were actually registered to vote at that time. And so now we have that opportunity to actually put some traction to what we said. We need to do it. We need to come out and we need to cast that vote that you registered to do. I mean, it's your freedom. It's your something that other countries are fighting for. Others are protesting for. You look at Hong Kong, what's going on there. You know, they want to have a chance to say something. In Hawaii, we do have that chance. And this is a very critical moment where we need to exercise that right.
It, you know, in when a message falls on deaf ears, you're a communicator. When a message falls on deaf ears, it makes the communicator want to know intrinsically. There's a drive. What is it that's going to move them? What is it that is going to get that person to not just give an intellectual consent? Someone died for me to be able to vote. But they still, when you mention apathy, they don't do anything. What is it, Elwin, that you feel will get someone to say, I cannot but vote. I must go. How do we get there? What can we say?
You know, that's a really interesting question, Danny, because if we had the answer to that, I'm sure voter turnout would skyrocket. There's a sense of numbness that's occurred on people in their hearts, in their spirit about just, is change really possible? Because, you know, sometimes we say you got to get out to vote because we need change. And many, I really believe, wonder in their own minds, is change really possible when you have the same machine, the same party, same individuals on the ballot again and again and again, and nothing ever changes? And we just look in, you know, factually, when you look at the fiscal condition of our state, the cost of living hasn't changed. We've been the highest in the nation for years and years and years. We've had the highest to do business. It's the most costly place in the nation to do business, year in, year out. Highest housing expenses, year in, year out, again and again. And it goes on and on and on and on. And I think there's just a numbness that has overtaken us where, you know, just the other day someone said, well, you know, highest cost of living, shouldn't we expect that? We live on an island. No, see, they become numb to the fact that these issues are very pressing issues. And, you know, somehow we need to pierce that. We need to get them to wake up and understand that, no, we can have this change, but it's not just change for the sake of changing. It's setting a course in a new direction. And that's what Duke has been saying. That's what our campaign has been saying all along. We're not just asking for change. We're asking to move in a new direction. Otherwise, you won't see any difference. The same party, same color, same everything.
There is a human instinct. You can placate someone for a while, and they're satisfied. There's a contentment. Contentment can be reflected in a numbness. There is also a place of discontent. And a discontent can be the genesis, the beginning stage of something later on that becomes, would you say, desperate. When you become desperate, any one of us who is alive today has felt desperation of some kind. Those have been the moments when we have changed. We've done something out of the ordinary. We've done something that we would not have normally done. Wouldn't normally have done. Should we feel desperate?
I think desperation is linked to values that you hold. I think if you have and you've discerned and determined certain core values for your life, for your community, for your family, and when I say core values, these are values that that cannot be shaken, should not be shaken, values that should not be compromised. If you understand what they are, and someone comes into your house and they violate those values, you get passionate. Let me give you an example. Let's say you look at the two towers down at Waterfront. You have two twin condominiums. I think people know what I'm talking about. When you drive by Ala Moana Boulevard, these two waterfront towers that are skyscrapers. And let's say you lay a plank that would span the difference between them. And so, and I say to you, hey, Danny, walk across that plank. You know, this is like 450 feet high in the air. Walk across that plank. And you'll say, no, you're crazy. Why? Because you value your life. I say, well, Danny, let me give you $100 to walk across that plank. Would you walk it? You probably say no, because you value your life more than $100. All right, I'll up the ante. Even though I'm, you know, pake, I'll up the ante. Let's say I'll make it $1,000, Danny. $1,000 for you to walk across that plank. What would you say? No way. You still value your life more than $1,000. All right, let's change the scenario a little bit. Wind is blowing. It's howling. It's raining. The plank is slippery. But on the other end of the plank, on the other tower, someone is holding your firstborn son by his ankles over the edge of the building. And I say, Danny, you got to walk that plank. Walk the plank or I drop the baby. Hmm. What would you do? You walk the plank. Because you value that little baby more than yourself. So you get passionate about that. Mm. Doesn't matter what the conditions are like. Doesn't matter what's happening to your own life. Doesn't matter about your own personal safety. You will walk the plank because you value your son. And what I've been seeing, Danny, as I take a look at the economy and the condition of our state, someone's holding our baby over the edge. And they're daring us, walk the plank. Walk the plank. And many of us, we don't. We don't vote. And we don't realize that if we don't, that baby's going to get dropped. Baby represents our future, represents our kids, represents our young ones who are growing up now. They will not be able to live in Hawaii. They're going to have to move away because the cost of living is going to remain high. It's going to get worse. It's
going to get worse.
Yeah. Taxes are going to increase. They will increase.
Would you walk the plank? Well, I'm seeing a graphic, a visual. I see it in my mind's eye. You can see it too. Hey, that's the desperation.
Yeah.
That's the desperation. But again, is it just a story? Or can you see it? Can you see that the first step of getting on that plank is making up your mind that you're going to do your very best to get to that other side? You got to do something. Something. And that's the register. That's the getting out to vote. That's the taking a step of action. I want to thank you for that graphic depiction. When we come back, you'll hear more from Elwin Ahu. Stay with us. Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042. There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special
guests.
Well,
it was a real graphic depiction. I mean, you talk about a beam between two towers. They're in Kaka'ako, 450 feet high, and no money could convince me to go across just for the sake of money. But Elwin Ahu talks about if someone is holding your son by the ankles, and would you go? Would I go? I think you can envision. Yeah, well, of course we would go. That's our son. Money is not even an issue. I would go just because. That's my son. But maybe, however graphic that is, however motivating or desperate we would feel, when it comes to politics, when it comes to policies and values, we begin to ask ourselves, well, how do you make that, how is there a parallel? How does that relate? How does desperation translate in that way? You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with Elwin Ahu. Elwin is running for lieutenant governor along with Duke Iona, who's running for governor. You can find out more about Elwin at ahuforhawaii.com. That's Elwin, that's ahuforhawaii.com. So what about it, Elwin? How do we translate that desperation into values we can understand today?
Well, I think we're talking about voter apathy and how do you ignite that fire in someone so that they get out there and they vote and they do something about it, and it all relates to that. You know, voter apathy is a product of things not changing. Voter apathy is a product of people seeing the same thing over and over again, and we don't know what is most valuable to us. And I think what's most valuable to us, and when you talk about values and core values, you know, I think of my kids. I think of the future generation. I don't think of just the here and now. I don't think of making life better just for me now. I think about, what about our future? What about things going on in the future? What about the housing, the cost of housing for my little boy? You know, about the little boy that we adopted from China, and mm-hmm. you know, he's 12 years old now, mm-hmm. and you know, I didn't want him living in a condition in a third world country where they had no democracy. Where they had to struggle, and I wanted him living here where there are certain values of honesty, certain values of trust and respect for each other, and you don't see those things happening today. And the reason why I say we don't see them is because, again, going back to the fact that things are just not changing. Things don't change when you have the same parties, the same individuals, the same politicking as usual. Nothing changes. And what we're really looking to do is to bring this balance. That's why Duke's campaign, our campaign, stands for trust, respect, balance. We cannot forget that last part of it. Transparency comes out of balance when you don't have a one-party system. When you have a one-party system, no one asks the tough questions. No one's willing to take a risk. No one's willing to go out on a limb because it's a one-party system. We just go along with the party.
Along those lines, it seems to me that because of that, a one-party system in Hawaii, and the talk every 4 years or thereabouts, every time election season comes around, Republicans talk about, you know, we've got to engage, we've got to get involved. Why isn't why isn't their momentum building way ahead of time than just when the election swell begins to take place?
I think there's a lot of momentum being built now.
Okay.
And I think we got it. I think there's a lot of candidates who are running now who you could ask them and they would tell you, man, there's a point in my life just recently that happened where I got it, that I need to engage, I need to get involved. And you're going to see that momentum continue. I think, granted, in the past, we have not been good at that. I think the party has not been good at rallying the troops way before in election season, and has found itself playing catch-up. But I think this season is different, and it's happening because we see the need for transparency. We see the need for balance. Let me expound a little bit more on that, what I mean about transparency and balance, because you hear those words used a lot. It's become almost a political kind of a language. Mm-hmm. Let me give you another illustration, and maybe you can catch on to what I'm talking about as far as what balance is and the necessity for balance. My background, court of law. Background as a judge, both as well as an attorney. I loved being in a position of a judge because we would listen to both sides and we'd make a decision. And it was in the midst of all that that the judge would look for the truth. I think the judge is probably one of the only professions that we're trained and we're sworn to find the truth. We cannot make a decision unless we know what the truth is. And so where is the truth found? Truth isn't necessarily found in the testimony of one person only or one side versus another. Truth is found somewhere in the middle. When I used to read police reports, I wouldn't just read it on its face and take it for what it said. I would read between the lines. What's really happening here? What's going on here? And that's fleshed out in the judicial process called cross-examination. So you have a person asking questions, which is the plaintiff or the prosecutor, and you have the other person asking cross-examination questions, defense counsel. Then you have a judge who is impartial, that listens to both sides and tries to find where the truth is somewhere in there. All right, let me change the scenario. Let's say in a court of law, you had a plaintiff and a plaintiff, and the judge was the plaintiff. Or in a criminal case, prosecutor and the defense counsel was a prosecutor, and the judge was a prosecutor, all belonging to the same side. No one's going to ask the tough questions. No one's going to conduct cross-examination. Truth, therefore, will not be found. It'll be hidden somewhere. And that's not justice. That's not righteousness. There's no balance. And that's what's happening when you have a state that's run by one party, where in the Senate, you only have one senator who belongs to the other party. In the House, you only have seven who belong to the other party. In the executive office, you have the same party. See, there's no balance. There's no transparency. No one's willing to ask the tough questions because they have to stick to a certain agenda. And truth is never revealed. And therefore, it's same old, again and again. People see that and they go, why should I vote? It's not going to make a difference.
The impetus to find the truth
right.
is not there.
No.
So now, if Elwin Ahu on the day of the election is there with wife Joy, Pastor Brandon, your son, Jared, your son, in your campaign headquarters, sees that your votes tally higher than your opponent's votes, what would you do? What would you do? Well, hey, what would you do that night? What would Elwin Ahu do that night when you know you won?
That night, Danny, I'd get a good night's sleep.
I love that practical part of you, Elwin.
Yeah, we get a good night's sleep because the next day you get right back to work. Mm. You know, people have asked questions like, so what is the first thing you're going to do when you get into office? And I think my response will always be the same, that the night that we win the election, we will have already accomplished goal number one, And that is bringing transparency back into our government, bringing balance back into our government. And that's why we're working right now. We're already at work. We're not waiting until we win the election on election night. We're already at work because that's goal number one. For the sake of the people, for the sake of our kids, for the sake of getting this economy back to where it needs to be, for the sake of bringing in lower and affordable housing, for the sake of attacking the energy question, it requires balance. It requires transparency. And the day that we win the election will be the day, the first day, that transparency will enter the picture.
It would be a beginning of a new start. What do you feel, Duke, and you would want to say to your constituents?
Again, get out to vote, because the voting is not just for today. It's not just for tomorrow. We're talking about this is a very historical moment in Hawaii. I really believe that, because there is a movement, there is a momentum, there is a deep-seated desire within the community that they want to see a change of direction. Because if we don't, again, the governor's office is one of the most powerful positions in the nation, the governor of Hawaii. He controls not only all the administrative offices, the cabinet, he also controls the commissioners. He controls and appoints the hearings officers, the judges, not only at the trial level, but also the appellate level. So the governor's office controls the entire state. And whoever will be in this position, you're not only looking at 4 years. Normally the incumbent will get in the next 4 years. And then whoever the lieutenant governor is, and you just look historically, it's put him in a position to then become the governor for 4 years. And then again, he's an incumbent. So you're looking at a 16-year span. So if you are 16, or you have a child who's 16 years old today, he'd be 32 by the time this tenure is done. And so we're looking at a long chapter in the history of Hawaii. And if we're going to change the direction from where we are to where we need to be, it has to start now.
Starting now, the word is going out. You may already have made up your mind of who you would vote for. The next thing would be to get out and vote. But you may not. You may be wondering still. You have not decided yet. Or maybe you did decide, and as you're listening to Elwin, you begin to reconsider what you're going to do. I think along those lines, as we go into our break, the important thing is, at the core, is that you engage, that you get out, that you vote, that you exercise your constitutional right. Blood spilled for that right. But let's transition to the desperation, the need for change, a change that could take place that would impact the next 16 years plus. Elwin Ahu, more with him when we come back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
When God gives you a new direction in life, there is a point of transition. You may or may not always have the wherewithal, especially at that moment, to be able to assess all that's taking place. You have to make a move. Sometimes the Lord will direct us in such a way that maybe He purposefully does not allow us to assess very long. We have to make the move, make the transition, and then we, in reflection, begin to extract some of the lessons that I learned at that point. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro here with Elwin Ahu. He is a candidate for Lieutenant Governor. He, along with Duke Iona, for governor. And election day is coming up. It's just about a week away. You can find out more about Elwin's campaign at ahuforhawaii.com. Again, ahuforhawaii.com. Change. Elwin, many today would know you as not just judge, they would say former judge, but Pastor Elwin. But now it's from the pastorate to politics. What's the story behind that?
Well, you know, sometimes, as you were just saying, you want to know what God's plan is for you, and you never know until I think you look backwards and you see where the footsteps has taken you. And you know, being on your program before, some of your listeners may know of the journey that we took, and especially with my last bout of leukemia, because I thought I was going to retire as a judge. I mean, that was a good life. it was a life where you have this reserved parking stall downtown and undercovering. And I thought, okay, this is cool. I can retire here. And, you know, God had another plan. So went into the pastorship because I wanted to help people. A lot of cases would come before a courtroom and they would say, the public would say, fix it, judge, fix it. And it was too late. A lot of damage is already done to the person as well as his family. And in the process of deciding what I was going to do, I really wanted to get on the front end of everything so I could prevent someone from getting into the courtroom. And the Lord opened the door and I became a pastor. And I was a pastor for 12 years with New Hope under Wayne Cordero, and I learned a lot. And I thought I would retire there. And but God had another plan, and I planted a church. And within a year, I get diagnosed with leukemia. So, you know, all of these things just don't make sense. And, you know, God's blessing was upon me, and through the efforts of treatment and prayers, even though I had been diagnosed with leukemia, 95% of my body with leukemia, where the doctor said in 2 weeks you would have been dead. In 6 weeks, when they took another biopsy of my bone marrow, it was completely gone. So God had some kind of a plan. Trying to figure that one out. So I thought, all right, great. I'm healed, done. I can finally relax. Brian is doing well at the church. I can finally retire. But then again, going back to that time of the special session just a year ago, I saw how people were wanting to share their hearts, wanting to express themselves. Grandparents, over 5,000 showing up, and there was a total disregard and disrespect for the people. I thought, all right, I think somebody's got to do something. And then it was a burning passion inside of my heart to bring us back to where I grew up with as far as values and respect and honor and all that. And so I got involved and jumped in the race. Now people will ask, well, so what does that mean then? So as a pastor, are you going to turn Hawaii into a all-Christian kind of state? And, you know, I kind of laugh at that, and I want to reassure people that those who have a faith and are connected to a religion is nothing new in politics. Dan Akaka, Senator Akaka, is a man of great faith. I know his family well. In fact, I know him as Uncle Dan. And, you know, his son, one son was my classmate, another son, we used to go fishing together. I know him really well. I know his faith in the Lord never interfered with his politics. Senator Daniel Inouye, man of faith. There was an incident that happened in their office, a very tragic incident. And they called me to come in and to pray with his staff. Man of faith, never allowed it to interfere. So it's no different for me. You know, as a judge, I know what it means to set things aside so I can be impartial in a courtroom. And I've done that for years, part of my career. I've seen comments where it says, well, he's going to be a Christian reconstructionist. He's going to turn our state into this. No. You know, don't give in to fears like that. I just want to do what's best for Hawaii, for our kids, for our future generation.
Well, people do wonder, is there something, some other kind of agenda? Do they have something up their sleeve? It's the elephant in the room, so to speak. You've addressed it. Anything further with regard to that?
Well, I think being a pastor has allowed me to get a sense of the pulse of people, and not just election season. Many times legislators or politicians will go around and shake hands and meet people during the election season. I'm there with people every week, not just on Sundays. I'm there with them during the week. I just went to the hospital to visit one of our dear sisters. Her dad had a heart attack. They're going to pull the plug. And I'm there, even though I'm in this campaign mode, I'm there as a pastor, as a person who cares for and hears the cries of someone's heart. So I have a good sense of the pulse of what's going on in people's lives, what their concerns are, where they're hurting, where they need help. And it really gives me an idea of what Hawaii needs. Because churches, now remember, aren't necessarily community gatherings. Many churches are commuter churches. They travel from all over the island. Mm-hmm. So what you have in your body, in your congregation, is a cross-section of the people that Hawaii represents Hawaii. And so I have a good understanding of what it means to go with difficulty in paying your electric bill, and why does it have to cost so much money, or your food bill, or trying to find a job, you know, there's jobless unemployment within your own congregation. So I think being a pastor, coming from that background, gives me a great advantage over the others, where I know what people are going through.
Someone today is on the fence, as it were. They're going to vote, but they just don't know exactly who, as of yet. And you know how it is. It's the moment of truth when you get into that voting booth and the American flag is just kind of glancing your backside. And it's that split few second moments, as it were, when you're going to choose. You're going to make a you're going to punch that ballot, and it will be official. Someone who's there, what, Elwin Ahu, would you say to them that would, you hope, turn them to say, you know, I commit to Elwin? Because, I see, at that moment, it doesn't matter what they've said to their friends. It doesn't matter what, well, hopefully we'll be honest and consistent, but whatever has gone on in the stirrings of their heart, at that moment, it becomes a moment where they make a decision. What would you say to them as far as why they should vote for you?
You know, in the political campaign, there are, one thing is common throughout every party. The common thread is promises. Everybody can make a promise. Everybody can say what they're going to do. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. I'd encourage people to look at what has already been done and make a decision based on that. And so when you look at, you know, the same party line that's been in place for year after year after year, you've heard it said before. When I was a kid growing up, I even heard it where they said it's the machine. The machine is in place. When you have the same machine and you're just changing out the parts, if that machine has been driving you, let's say it's in a nice car. Okay? You have a good engine, a nice engine. And that engine's been driving you around in circles where you face the same issues again and again and again. You change out the parts, but it still takes you in the same circle again and again and again. You got to think to yourself, it doesn't matter how fancy they make this machine. Is it taking me in a new direction? Is it changing the direction of where we've been going all this time? So rather than looking at what they're saying they're going to do, look at what they've already done. And if we're still the highest cost of living, still highest in all these categories, then I think we need a change in direction.
Elwin Ahu, you can find out more about Elwin's campaign at ahuforhawaii.com. When we come back, we're going to talk about something that is not easy to talk about. In fact, people get real skittish about it. They want to avoid it. It's something that it's hard even to discuss on the dinner table. But here at The Good Life, we must deal with, talk about, process some of the deeper issues, the harder things. And perhaps as Elwin and I talk about it, it will help facilitate a process in your own life. You say, Danny, okay, what are you referring to? Well, I'm referring to something called morality. Oh, have I just opened something up here? And when we come back, we'll process that. We'll talk about it. We'll toss it about because it's that important. Stay with us. More with Elwin Ahu.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Omashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a Slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
In a pluralistic society, you have many views, and in a society such as that, many views are accepted, many views are accepted equally, and as a result of that, things get quite blurry when it comes to making certain decisions based on certain values. Now, you might think, well, Danny, what have you just said? It sounds like you said some things that hopefully I would think you would think that I'm speaking something about something important. But what have I really said? Well, it's quite vague what I just said. But only for a moment, because Elwin Ahu is here. Elwin is running for lieutenant governor. He has, by the way, encouraged you, if you have not done so, if you have not intended to do so, to be sure to get out and vote. But morals in a pluralistic society, where do we go with that? You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. You can find out about this program. You can send it to a friend. You can listen to it again for free at thegoodlifehawaii.com. To find out more about Elwin Ahu, ahuforhawaii.com. What about morality, Elwin Ahu? What would you say with regard to that? How important is it, and what are we to do with it?
I think we'll go back to the word balance. You know, our campaign is trust, respect, balance. Balance, by that I mean when you look at any society, any community that does well, you need both the economy to do well and you need the moral fabric foundation of that community to do well. Good example is China. I talked to several officials in China and they're very concerned because as we read in the news, you know, economically, China did well. You know, they're kind of faltering a little bit right now. But they did really well, and in their highest peaks, I've talked to several officials, and they said, they came to me as a pastor when I was there in China doing some mission work. They said, we see the value of the church here in China because we cannot just make money. Our moral fabric is being torn apart, where teenage girls are sleeping around and all of these things is falling apart. they see the need for balance. You need both. You need a social and an economic condition to do well. And it concerns me what I see, what's happening in across America. Yeah.
Moral fabric. Let's just camp here on this a little while. What is morality? What are we talking about here when we say moral fabric? What is that?
I think you need to go to back to the discussion we had about values. I think your morals, your morality is based on the values of the community. And that's where the community needs to have a say as to what's going on. I give you another example. I try to use some visual. That's how I think. That's helps me to understand.
They help me.
Let's say, okay, so this, our son that we adopted from China. So he comes to live with us in our household. I have certain values. I'm the owner of the house. I have certain values within the four walls of my structure that I've set out before our family, and I will hold them dearly to my heart. Okay, so we adopt him from China. He comes in. He brings in certain ways about him. It's fully acceptable, totally acceptable to have him in our household. If he wants to change the color of his room when he gets older, fine. You want to paint your room a different color? You want to paint it a camouflage like the army? That's fine. Go ahead and paint it whatever you want. Let's say he gets older. He wants to now get married. All right, you can get married. Let's talk about the values. See, you can do things that will change the benefits that what you have as you grow older, but you don't ever change the values of the household. Who changes the values of the household? I do, because I'm the owner of the household, right? Okay, let's say he gets married, he moves out. Comes back for Christmas or Easter, we celebrate. He can come back, he has different benefits that he's acquired on his own, but whenever he comes into my house, you don't change values. They're my house, and so we go according to the values that we decide on, all right? So what am I getting at? In our community, Hawaii is known to be one to accept people from all walks of life, and we still live by that. And I am totally, fully in agreement with that. That's just the spirit of aloha. We welcome people from the east, from the west. They want different benefits. All right, let's talk about benefits. Let's legislate benefits. When they touch upon our values, the morality of our community, who should be the one that will change it? Who should be the one included in the discussion? Should be the owners of the household. Who's the owner of the household? Not the governor, not the legislature. The owners of our household that determines our morality and our values is the community. And so we as a community who own this land should be given a say as to what has changed morally, the moral fabric. Does that make sense?
So when policies are drafted, when a legislation is instituted, it should be a reflection of the owners of the house.
Right.
Now there are, to go along with the explanation, what about when there are multiple values in the representation of the ownership?
Yeah, so then those who are elected would represent us, right? We live in a democracy that's governed by a republic. We elect officials and they should represent our voice. And many times they don't. Many times they represent more of the constituency that pours in more money. We saw that again with special session. And I think people need to be, those who are representing us need to have their ears a little bit more attuned to what the people are saying. And it's interesting how you look at this year's ballot. It has I think four different amendments. You have one that talks about increasing the age of retirement of judges from 70 to 80. And they're asking the people to vote on that constitutional amendment. Why didn't they allow us to vote on the value of what marriage should be, traditional marriage? If the majority says same sex, fine, we live by that. Because the majority of the owners have voted on it, and now we're changing that value system or the morality of that. But they ask us to vote on retirement age of judges, but not be able to vote on the definition of marriage. You know, something is a little funny there. Not sure why that is.
Why do you think it is?
I think because there are money issues involved. There are those who have advanced an agenda, who is pouring a lot of money into certain political coffers that want it to be decided within the legislature and not give it to the people to vote on.
How do you get into politics, Owen, and not be pulled in every which direction, as it were, with regard to obligations?
Yeah, that's where your values have to stand strong. Again, values are that which you do not compromise. You stand and you hold strong to that. And there is not a foundation being laid today for our young leaders coming up. And so when money gets blown onto the table, quickly how they grab at it, or political ambition, or promises of political future. Because there's a wave that's sweeping across the nation that's going to end up on our shoreline one day soon that affects the morality of our community. I'll give you an example. It's not whether it's Republican or Democrat. Just listen to what's happening in other states. In the state of Nebraska, Lincoln, Nebraska, major city of the United States, teachers have been instructed by their school district they can no longer refer to their children as boys and girls. They need to be totally gender neutral. And so what are they to do? Teacher is to select a name for their class. And the example they gave in that packet says purple penguins. So you can no longer say, will the boys and girls please line up for lunch? You have to say, will the purple penguins please line up for lunch? Because transgender is now becoming a quote-unquote a protected class, which is entitled to civil rights. And you can no longer discriminate against those who are transgender.
Let's wrap this thought. When it relates to morality and its importance, we've got about 30 seconds. Tie it together with the importance of moral fabric and the difference it could be made going into the future.
I think we need to set the parameters as to what our community believes in. And if we want to take it to a vote. Because otherwise it tears apart at who we are. It's too loose. So you can have the best economy, but if people are going every different which way, if everyone is doing what is right in their own eyes, there's no cohesiveness in the community.
And there you have it from Elwin Ahu. Elwin Ahu is running for lieutenant governor. Find out more about him at ahuforhawaii.com. Hey, this has been a serious talk. We've talked about some heavy subjects. And I hope that you have gained insight, gained motivation, and also a greater level of clarity from Elwin Ahu. And you know what? There's no better time than right now, as I always say, to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, hey, look, this is the perfect moment, really, to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. To stand with us, help us with your financial support. To make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Romans 13:1. Let everyone be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Elwin Ahu, ahuforhawaii.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just
I'll leave.